The U.S. Postal Service has just issued a new commemorative stamp, Henry Mancini. If you look in the lower left-hand corner, you'll see that the modern master of the film score is accompanied by one of the friends he heralded. The Pink Panther. This week would have been Henry Mancini's 80th birthday. It's hard for many people of many ages not to get through so much as a week without humming at least a few bars of something that he wrote, Moon River, or Charade, or The Days of Wine and Roses, or even the theme to Peter Gunn. There were so many of us 9-year-old boys that used to go, da, da, da. Henry Mancini was nominated for a record of 72 Grammy Awards, as well as 18 Academy Awards and 2 Emmys. He won a total of 20 Grammys and 4 Oscars. Monica Mancini, his daughter, and a singer in her own right, has just completed a concert tour celebrating her father's music. She also appears, along with Stevie Wonder, Tom Scott, Kenny Rankin, and Plas Johnson, on a new CD, Ultimate Mancini. Monica Mancini joins us from the studios of NPR West. Thanks so much for being with us.
Oh, my pleasure.
Did your father, over the years, ever impart to you, "Honey, here's the secret to writing a good movie score"?
Well, I think he knew early on that I had no intention of writing my own movie score, so he never imparted those pearls of wisdom. Mm.
Father was born in Cleveland, moved to Aliquippa, Pennsylvania.
Yes.
Went to Juilliard, joined the Glenn Miller Orchestra. Mm-hmm. What brought him to Hollywood?
Well, my mother, actually. He was an arranger back for the band at that time, mm-hmm. and piano player, and she just saw something in him that she thought was just a bit of genius, and she said he belonged in California, and so he did, and he started working as a contract composer at Universal Studios, going into work every day, and then sort of doing, it was actually the Glenn Miller story with Jimmy Stewart. And that was his first film that he actually composed from beginning to end, and his name is big as life right up there. Mm.
Did you grow up singing your father's music?
No, I didn't. why would I do that? No, I was a studio singer in Los Angeles for years and years, and I really didn't sing Dad's music at all. I sang, you know, on a lot of film soundtracks and commercial jingles, television shows, things like that.
May I ask, did you ever record You Deserve a Break Today?
Yes.
Wait, it's coming back to me now. Really?
Oh, yeah.
Well, I think in many minds might be a foot race between these next two songs as to what your father's signature tune is. Without further ado, the first one. Moon River, of course, and that's Stevie Wonder on harmonica.
It certainly is. Well, you know, when we recorded this, we meaning my husband Greg Field and I was going to sing the vocal on Moon River, but we decided to take Dad's original arrangement, and which he had a harmonica playing, and then he had a chorus, the Henry Mancini chorus, singing the words later on. But you didn't finish the song, which was Take Six is the vocal group that is singing the chorus, and I've worked with Take Six over the years, and I think they're splendid.
Miss Mancini?
Yes.
We were fortunate enough on the show to talk to your father a few years before his death. Mm-hmm. And I said, look, while we have you here, I have to ask, what in God's name is a Huckleberry Friend?
And you're asking me?
Well, he said I had to ask Johnny Mercer.
Well, that would be tricky.
Wrote the lyric. Yes, exactly. I said, thank you very much.
Oh, brother.
So he never imparted that to you in a special moment. Darling, I'm going to tell this just to you and no one else but...
I'm afraid not.
Because the wonderful art of that song, of course, is you have a story that you think is set in Manhattan in the 60s, and then and then at some point, I mean, if you're not familiar with Truman Capote's novella, you realize that Holly Golightly is a figment of her own imagination. Another one of your father's songs and your rendition of it.
The days of wine and roses laugh and run away like a child at play.
This was an outstanding film by Blake Edwards with Lee Remick and Jack Lemmon. But I dare say when people throw the phrase, "Oh, that was my days of wine and roses," into conversation these days, they're probably thinking more of your father's song than they are the film, per se. And was it unexpected to get such an enormous hit song out of, after all, a theme for a film that's... that has a rather depressing storyline?
Well, it's always, Dad went in and wrote a theme based on what he saw and read in the script and what he saw on the film, and so he didn't intend for these things to be massive hit songs. It just so happened that they just resonated with people and became hits, but he wrote specifically for the scene that he was looking at, and that was sort of his gift.
But what is it like to see your father's image on a postage stamp?
Well, it's rather surreal. I mean, I've only seen the image being blown up on walls and things like that. I haven't even really seen a stamp, a real live stamp yet. Mm-hmm. And I guess when I start licking it and putting it onto letters and things, it'll take on a new meaning. I'm not sure. But I just always thought he was a great dad that wrote some great music. But you really see when you see a postage stamp, my God, this he must have been a little bit bigger deal than I thought.
I think most commemoratives these days, they bring them out with self-adhesive.
Oh, good.
Yeah, so if you,
firstly,
if you lick it, it won't work. It'll taste just terrible. But it would also save you the psychological trauma of licking the back of your father's head and
That's
putting
right.
them on an envelope.
Oh, boy.
Ms. Mancini, it's been awfully nice talking to you.
And as with you.
Monica Mancini, she's featured on the new CD, Ultimate Mancini, a tribute to the life and work of her father, Henry Mancini, who becomes a postage stamp this week, speaking with us from the studios of NPR West. This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Scott Simon.